T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Looking like, right, a former Mr. Basketball yep. winner, looking like a guy who looked like a starting point guard. And against NC State, you saw it with the, what was it, 6 rebounds to go with 7 assists and the 7 points. And you it was sort of a carbon copy of what he did against Ole Miss,
yep.
up there in rebounds and assists in that game as well. And he is looking at a time where, right, Ball and when those expectations got placed on him early, right, and we know why, because of the length, because of what he brings to the table. But you're seeing Alex Lomax come off the bench so comfortable now and look like this team's starting point guard.
Yep.
And he was
– You're right.
You'll need that as well, no question about it. The more you – a lot of us wrote Alex Lomax off. I will proudly say I was not one of them. I said he will have a role on this team.
No doubt.
Number one, it's because he's going to be around friends again. He's got James White. He's got all his guys again, so he's feeling like the Alex Lomax that was an absolute stud in high school. And so much of his game, I've said it, I know it sounds cliche, but it is so true, because you can see it on his face and in his actions, is based in confidence. And when he believes that he's that elite point guard, he plays like it. He sticks his nose in there for loose balls, for
yep.
rebounds, everything else.
Yep.
When you've got an Alex playing like that, you can knock off an Ole Miss and
exactly
an NC
right.
State without starters.
And keep your head above water for everything else.
He's an absolute stud in those situations. He was fantastic. I thought Harris, after some shaky plays there late against NC State, steps up and makes the big ones there late to help seal the win. So they're veterans, right? The guys that were veterans coming back. I know only 1 year, and it's funny to call them vets. They help pull you through against that game and get you 2 good wins. I said with Calkins on the Friday before we got out of here, I thought they'd win those 2. He asked me about Ole Miss, NC State, and Tennessee, assuming you wouldn't have Wiseman for any of them. And I said I thought they'd win these 2, and it'd be a little bit tougher up at Tennessee. I give them a chance, though, because like you said, you watch that Tennessee team. It's not a juggernaut. We knew that coming in.
Right.
They're going to be well-coached, and they're going to have a big advantage up there at home with a Tennessee crowd that's going to be, you know, let's just face it, just salivating to beat you. There's no question about it.
Here's the reality about the American as well. Memphis should run through it. Memphis should dominate it.
Houston's going to be okay, brother.
They'll be okay, but, like, they're 3-2 right now, you know? I mean,
they're going to be okay. They'll be a much better team by the time they're playing conference ball.
They will get better.
Most Kelvin Sampson teams do.
But, like, I ain't really worried about – and I'm not worried about Cincinnati. Cincinnati is – I mean – they lost to Ohio State. They beat Illinois State by 1. They lost to Bowling Green. Like, they're struggling. They're struggling early on at Cincinnati. And Wichita State's playing well. Like, you know what you're going to get with Wichita State. They're going to be a really well-coached team. But they're not super talented. They're not a super talented team.
The bad thing for the rest of the conference, it seemed like we talked about everybody else other than Precious Achiuwa and sort of stepping up with James gone.
Yep.
But, man, he's done that. And you saw another double-double against NC State, to the point that they're writing about him now over on the mock drafts, and the Schmitzes and Gavonis are having to talk about him. He's stepped up and looked more sure of himself
yep.
when James Wiseman was out. Remember when James was still in there, Precious trying to figure it out, to the point that you're like, man, that doesn't look like what I thought it would look like.
Absolutely.
He's looked like more of the walking double-double that most folks think he is. And that's a bad thing, as you point out, John, for the rest of the conference. Because, look, if you're going to have, just on most nights, fundamentally, 2 lottery picks in your lineup, right,
absolutely.
When this thing really gets rolling, they're not. Most of them are not going to stand a chance against you. I'd still say Kelvin Sampson, with how well that team's going to be coached, and then at Wichita State, because, again, that's just hard to do. Penny went in there and won that one last year. That one will be difficult. But for the most part, I agree with you, John. You'll be running that conference. It'll look a lot like, you know, those old Cal days through CUSA, and some of those early ones with Pastner through through CUSA as well.
If you'd have told me, you know, as all the Wiseman stuff was going down, that not only were they going to lose Wiseman, but they were also going to lose Lester Quinones for a month or so because of the second leading minutes getter because of a hand injury, I don't think I would have said they'd be 6-1. I don't think I would have said they'd be sitting here at 6-1, and yet they are, and they got a great chance to go 7-1 tomorrow, 8-1 heading into Tennessee.
I'm surprised at how easily Ball and Lomax and their guards blew by NC State's guys when they decided to go to the basket.
They had that one dude, I can't remember, Markell Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was about it, did NC State.
Yeah.
You know?
Lost to Georgia Tech to start season, hadn't lost since then. But I was just, the talent level, and particularly, again, with 2 starters down, It was just NC State still looked so overmatched. And, John, that first half of that game.
Yes.
Look, NC State was much better in the second half, outscored yes. Memphis. But that first half was one of the best halves of Memphis basketball I had seen in
years. A long time.
You know, and I was dead close to tweeting that thing. And I'm glad I didn't because, again, you've got to play the second half.
Yes.
And Memphis gave a lot of that greatness. How good they looked back. But my gosh, they were clicking on all cylinders. And, again, that's with two starters. Now, that's what you want to see, as John said, Boogie L is stepping up, finally making some shots and looking like a guy who we thought coming out of high school going to be a star.
No doubt about
it. Was at Duke or whether it was here. He looked good, and you've had the other guys stepping up as well, including Precious Achiuwa, who, look, by the time this thing's over and they get James back, it's going to be hard to stop that duo with both of them comfortable and doing what they do.
You ain't lying about that, brother. Yeah. So it was a great week for Memphis Athletics. Once again, Tigers continue to roll on the basketball side and on the football side. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason Fitz going to join us at 12:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it. And they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and then she's going to be in love with the ring. And that happens also, so we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing, 4 locations. See us online at rijewelers.com.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica, September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes, with the top prize of 2 tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4720.
Oh, ugly mug. I need to drink you quickly. Drink you down and get some more energy. These kids are loud, and that guy just stole my parking. The stores are full, and I need my sanity.
Hi, welcome to Ugly Mug Coffee.
One full moon latte, please.
Here you go. Happy holidays.
Oh, finally, I'm back to singing.
Dad, please stop singing.
The Ugly Mug Coffee, serving organic and fair trade blend coffees roasted in Memphis. Come on and try our new menu of select breakfast and lunch foods. Open Monday through Saturday at the corner of Poplar and Perkins Extended in Memphis. Find us on Facebook or at uglymugcoffee.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Five Ash, owner of Five Ash Roofing. If you need a roof for your home or business, we hope to hear from you, and we will work hard to earn your business. We are experts and certified in residential and commercial roofing, siding, and gutter installation. We have been serving the Memphis area for over 20 years, and now with two of my sons working with me, we plan to be here for many years to come. So if you need a roof, please give us a call. On a personal note, what a great time to be a Memphis sports fan. With the Grizzlies' new look, the Redbirds, the 901 FC, and the Tigers football and basketball teams, it's going to be a fun year. Thank you to Coach Norvell, Coach Hardaway, and their staffs for your dedication to your student athletes, the University of Memphis, and to fans like me who have waited forever to have both the football and basketball teams ranked at the same time. Five Ash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical, 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing, it's what we do.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Watch me make a bow,
one by one, you all should head on over to the Wing Guru, 5699 Mount Moriah or 7199 Stage Road. That is where Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player, is serving up the best wings in town. Party, whole, boneless, however you like your wings. I'm a boneless man myself. Less work, more meat. However you like your wings, you're going to get them prepared greatly. and with the best premium flavors in this land.
Big shout out to Billy Richmond and the folks over at the Wing Guru for dropping off some gift cards for the station today. That was big time. I can't wait to use that during the month of Christmas. I'm probably going to have a Christmas miracle of Triple J sauce, of Honey Suicide, of spicy taco garlic sriracha. You can mix and match. They're all delicious at the Wing Guru.
Man, have you been looking at him on Twitter and social media? He's
yes.
got some fresh pullovers.
Yes, he
some
does.
Some fresh Wing Guru gear.
Life is good.
That, man, I got to get my hands on as well. So it's not, the gear is just as fantastic as the food. And don't sleep on his gourmet burger. It is fantastic as well. When you see Billy Richmond at the Wing Guru, please tell him that Jason and John sent you. Thank you.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
So there was a lot of movement in college football coaching this weekend. Missouri fired Barry Odom. And I was thinking about this. I'll give credit to Gary. He tweeted before I could. But it does sort of really make you think about an alternate universe. Memphis wanted Barry Odom. When Justin Fuente left,
I remember
Memphis's number one target was Barry Odom. Like, it just was. Like, he had been in the program. He knew the program.
I know. Is that me and liking Silverfield?
I don't necessarily
think so. Am I making a mistake?
Is that, I don't
think
so.
Are we the same situation?
No, because I think.
Maybe.
Well, how different and how similar?
Well, because Barry Odom was defensive-minded.
Right.
You know, he's a defensive-minded coach. Justin Fuente was an offensive-minded coach. So I think that in and of itself, the stylistic difference, I think, does make a huge, you know, Ryan Silverfield is an offensive guy. So I don't think you would be missing a ton in terms of just the way that the team looks. Like, I don't think you'd be, I don't think it'd be too far removed, is what I'm saying.
You convinced me. Sign him up.
Yes, we know you are on Team Silverfield for sure. But they still have a coach, right, for the time being. Anyway, like, it is amazing to think about the alternate reality where Barry Odom doesn't end up getting the Missouri job, because what had happened in that time was Barry Odom was kind of leveraging one against the other.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri fired or Gary Pinkel stepped down or whatever.
Right, had the
health problems.
Thing.
Yeah, and it was unclear which way Missouri was going to go. Eventually, Memphis needed a head coach. Missouri needed a head coach. Eventually, Missouri blinked first, and they hired Barry Odom, which left Memphis kind of standing at the altar like, okay, what do we do now? Then they obviously hired Mike Norvell, who has been an absolute stud in every sense of the word, and Barry Odom needs a job. You know what I mean? Like, and who knows how it would have gone, but, I mean, it is, you certainly would not trade it in a heartbeat.
You wouldn't be as explosive offensively. Would have been, would you have?
No.
They have not been that at Mizzou. I mean, as you said, that was not his specialty and continues not to be. So you wouldn't have this kind of exciting brand of football. Sure. Look, Temple's won with a great defense in the AAC. You can get it done with a great defense, but it wouldn't have been this brand. And if it's not this brand, this explosive, this high octane, this kind of Mike Norvell running up and down the field, calling plays that do you get on game day? Do you have all that? Can you get it to the same level? So, no, I think Memphis fans should all be happy with the way it went down, because I think I was one of those then that thought Odom probably do a decent job, you know, not knowing then how hot a candidate, how good Mike Norvell was out there at that point.
Matt Luke was fired because his player peed on the field. So, I mean, like, I think it's that simple. I think he got fired because his player peed on the field, and then the kicker missed the extra point because of the penalty. And they just said, you know what, we're not going to have this. So Matt Luke is out. Barry Odom is out. Clay Helt may or may not be out, depending on which side of Sports Illustrated you want to believe. Mm-hmm. That was bizarre as hell. One side of Sports Illustrated saying he's fired. The other side is saying that he's not fired. So Sports Illustrated is contradicting itself. So we thought maybe we'd go through these jobs with the help of our friend, our new friend, Bishop Bullwinkle.
I like this dude.
And determine whether or not Mike Norvell should or would consider the following jobs.
Does he have any other hits, Reverend Bullwinkle?
I don't think so, but for it to be a one-hit, it's a hell of a one-hit to have.
Oh, yeah. I really like that.
You know, he's. I
appreciate
think,
you turning me on to him.
Absolutely, always.
You're not crediting the full artistry on this. Da Bicycle is also featured on this track.
Da Bicycle.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not just Bishop Bullwinkle. Well, Da Bicycle is like his hype man.
Yes, but the hook is all but Bishop.
Good point. The hook is all Bishop.
I like what you're doing here.
So, okay. Should or would Mike Norvell consider Arkansas?
You know the answer to that.
No, the answer is
much better from the Reverend Bullwinkle.
And the reason is because all the sort of things that we've already outlined, right?
Even Paul Feinbaum said hell no.
I mean, yeah, Paul Feinbaum literally works for the SEC Network. He's like, don't do it, man.
So how many cars are you behind in just in the West alone?
Yes.
So make the same case we've been making.
I mean, yes, they can pay you more.
A ton.
But I mean, if Memphis is going to give you $3.5 to $4 million, how much more can Arkansas give you? Okay, they give you five and a half.
Well, how much do you need to reside at the bottom of the West? And then maybe be, what, 3 years, 4 years, be out of there?
I told you what I need.
How much money do you need to do that? When again, you can come back, you think you got a good squad at the rate that John's talking about, whether it's $3.5 to $4 million, right? Win big again, have your selection again of jobs. Feinbaum made the same case we've been making for weeks on this thing.
Yeah, so
Arkansas is a hill to the no.
I agree with
okay, for Bishop. Hell no.
I 100% agree.
Favorite Deacon then.
I agree with Bishop Bullwinkle on this one. Okay, so.
Is he out of Osceola? Is this where you found him?
I think so.
I do not
know. Find him over Thanksgiving. Some of your folks.
I do not know where he is from, but, you know, Osceola is a great town.
Yeah, you tell me all the time.
Yeah, it is good.
There are two red lights.
Never speaking ill of Osceola, only speaking positive of it.
There are two red lights, and there's a Sonic.
I go to the Sonic like every time I go that way.
They had a new Walmart. They got a relatively new Walmart.
They got a Fred's.
When they dedicating John Martin Way on that Joker?
I don't go enough.
What?
I don't go to Osceola enough to be considered to have the. Now Wilson has Cortez Kennedy Road. That's just outside of Osceola.
Where?
Wilson, Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
Cortez Kennedy, one of the best to ever do it.
Oh, yeah. Cortez
one of the
Kennedy.
Best to ever
right.
come out.
Okay.
R.I.P. Cortez Kennedy.
I got you.
Okay. So we agree okay. on Arkansas.
Yeah, hell to
yeah.
No.
Hell to
Ole
no.
Miss. Would or should Mike Norvell consider Ole
How much money?
Miss.
How much money?
Doesn't matter. We're saying the same
Speak
thing.
Speak it up, Reverend Bullwinkle.
Hell no. The
Mississippi State fan in him wanted him down at Ole Miss, didn't he? He was a little hesitant to play the song there. And
you
say,
know,
he wanted to know how much money. Maybe you can woo Mike.
If you stack.
No, listen to me.
Let me make an argument for my Mississippi State brethren. And my Ole Miss brethren that are still recovering from the dog piss incident.
Mm-hmm.
If you stack $6 million in front of somebody at Ole Miss, it's a better job than Arkansas at this point. Am I wrong about that part of it? Is it less of a hell no than Arkansas?
No, it's not, because you have Mississippi. That's the only reason.
Yeah, and Norvell kills it in Mississippi.
You know,
bring all what you already do. You don't have to change your job stuff too much.
But again, I still think you're still dealing with the same problems that you're dealing with at Arkansas in terms of where you finish in the.
I got you. Yeah, I mean, you are a middler. There's no question about that.
And it's where do you go
right.
from there?
Yep.
At
right.
some point,
point,
you're set up to lose again in that yeah. West. Where do you go? So where's the next job? It's only going to be
point.
Down from there.
Yep.
Sure, the money's going to be good, and you
yep.
better be putting it in a savings account, because at some point you're going to get right. fired because you won't be able to get the job done in the West. It just is what it
I
is.
I agree with you on that. Yeah. No, I'm with you.
So, Bishop Bullwinkle said it best. Okay, on to the other opening. That is Missouri.
Oh.
It's a little bit better to the East than me, and my brother was born in Columbia. So I'm a little partial.
I will
Missouri.
Say, when Odom took that
great
job,
journalism
still,
school.
Yes, you got that right.
Yeah, it is. That.
Nobody
yeah.
on this show.
Now
went
we didn't
to
attend
it.
There, and you can tell.
When Odom took the job, this is going to sound crazy. Hot take for you. Memphis was in a very similar situation where you could have made the argument that a guy like Odom should have stayed at Memphis. Wrong or right? I mean, because if Fuente had it rolling, you know, you were already here.
Well, Missouri
was a dogfire.
I believe Barry Odom was the DC at Missouri. I believe by that time.
So he had made his way up.
He
there.
Left Memphis
okay.
to go back to Missouri.
Would
so,
okay.
Yeah, so
you stayed.
That's
then.
The timeline, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So he was not gonna, you know, if he got the Missouri job, he was because he's a Missouri guy, he was already like he's gonna take the job. I mean nobody in his position would have done otherwise.
Okay.
I mean like it just you know, it's
we dodged that bullet.
It's loyalty. And then there's no question about that. And again, I think I say the same thing about Missouri that I say about Arkansas and that I say about Ole Miss. What are you playing for in the East? What are you playing? Right now, they're fifth. Right now, they're fifth in the East. What are you playing for? Because you're not going to finish ahead of Georgia. You're not going to finish ahead of Florida.
Yeah, but it ain't the West.
It ain't the West, but I mean, Kirby Smart's at Georgia. Dan Mullen's at Florida. Hell, Jeremy Pruitt looks like he actually might be decent.
Yep.
So you're really talking about finishing fourth in the SEC East.
Yeah, or third.
Maybe on a good year you finish third.
You don't believe so much in Pruitt.
But, like, you're never going to consistently be a winner there. You're never going to consistently, you know, win the division.
Columbia, nice college town, though.
It is nice, but Memphis is nice.
Just says it says a lot about where you are as a program.
I mean,
we can say hell no to those three SEC programs.
It's a very
I don't care where they're at.
It's like right Penny now. Hardaway and James Wiseman. It's a very unique situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
a good example.
Like, just like you would not be saying this for most coaches in the non-Power Five. You wouldn't say it about Luke Fickell. You wouldn't say it about the UCF coach.
I'm not sure 5 years ago we're saying it about Memphis.
You're not.
Not even 5 years ago.
It's just that when you are the best candidate in the non-Power Five, you have to choose wisely. Because if you don't do well, it will be held against you for your entire career. It's like, he's the guy that was doing well in the non-Power Five.
Right.
But when he got to the SEC he got to the Power Five, he couldn't cut it, couldn't hack it. That would be held against you forever. So if you're Mike Norvell, by the way, I think he's a stud. I think he would do well relatively wherever he went. That's why you wait for a Florida State. That's why you wait for a USC if that job ever came open. That's why you wait for a job that is ready-made to win at and that you don't have to build. You know, because who wants to build? You know, you want to step in and you want to raise the bar like he did at Memphis. He didn't have to build at Memphis. I'm not discrediting him, but he had a situation that he could build upon and make better. That's what you want. You don't want to be inheriting something from ground zero and building that. That takes work. That takes years.
Yeah, I don't think he's intimidated by that.
No, you're not intimidated by it.
I'm not saying that he couldn't do it.
But you don't want it. That's not your first choice.
When
you
have a foundation already built.
Absolutely. And Florida State, even in a way, is going to be a rebuild. But you can get back quick.
There's still a brand. There's still a foundation there. There's still a brand that people remember and know and expect. And you still look at it and say that's a job you can win a national championship at. I mean, look at the ACC right now. It's Feinbaum even said that too. To the point, what are you worried about right now? And that other than Clemson, not much. And so again, that still gives you the opportunity. And you know, I guess you're still going to ask that one, John Martin, because I'm still of the the belief that now if that one comes calling. And I thought you made a great point in the first hour. Maybe that's why it's been so quiet on that Florida State front. You know, maybe they have identified their guy and they're just kind of letting this thing play out. And how, again, if you are Florida State and you're looking around the world of college football, how are you not watching this team that's been winning on ABC these last few weeks and watching what Mike Norvell's doing? I just don't – if you were, you know, worth anything as an athletic director, as a booster of Florida State, I don't know how you don't have this guy high on your list with what you're seeing him do and the position that they're in right now.
Exactly.
I mean, it just makes all the sense in the world. And to the point that you made, maybe that's why it's gotten so quiet. You don't hear about them focusing on some other candidate.
No,
maybe they already got their guy, and it's him, and they're just waiting.
Now, Hamp Hickman tweets me and says, thinking so poorly of Coach Norvell that you don't think he can improve any SEC program is definitely a take. See, that's what I jumped in there. It's entirely missing the point. He would do well anywhere he goes. That's what I think. But if you're Mike Norvell, doing relatively well at Ole Miss looks like what? What does doing relatively well at Ole Miss look like? You tell me. Fourth, fifth in the division.
Yeah.
Make a bowl game.
Yep.
You know, you like I. You
Again,
the
where
bowl,
do you go from you know, there? That,
exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Seven, like you're not.
My point is, Mike Norvell should leave Memphis for a job where he can contend for national championships.
Well,
that is what I'm saying.
Right. Is Eddie leaving LSU anytime soon?
No,
that's set up.
Yes,
Saban ain't leaving. See how frustrated he is. Saban's not hanging it up anytime. That's what I'm saying. The West is not changing anytime soon.
No doubt. Some might tell you that Nick Saban's on his way out, but. Who knows?
It's more about sort of what it says about Memphis, right? And the job that I'm not speaking ill of Ole Miss or turning them around. I think he could absolutely do it, but he's earned the right now. And that program's in a position now where you can pick and choose. And to John's point, if you can get something that's already got a pretty decent foundation and brand and build your mansion on top of that,
no doubt.
Why not jump on that as opposed to which Florida State would be, quite frankly.
Yep.
And again, it's a better job. I would still tell you that than those are. Why not jump on that? You've earned the right to choose. That's what we're saying about Mike Norvell with how good he's been, in particular, let's face it, this season. I mean, he's been tremendous. The going forward on fourth down, he's a guy, his hair's on fire. You can sell that to a program. Again, I go back to the visual of him running up and down the field as his guys are running for touchdowns. Who is not buying in on that? So if you're Florida State, I don't understand how you're not targeting him. And it just makes – when you said to that point earlier, well, maybe that's why it's been so quiet, it's almost like a light bulb. Oh, of course. That's why it's been. That would be who I'd be keeping my eye on if I'm a Tigers fan.
Right.
To that point, though, if you're Memphis, there's no need to worry about this as if it's some dark cloud.
No doubt.
You have the ability now. You're a magnet. You're the best thing outside the Power Five to attract. And again, if it's not something in-house, if it's not Ryan Silverfield, or we feel like some of us feel like knows this thing inside and out, has helped you recruit to this high level, then you're going to get the best pool of candidates outside of it that say, you know what, that's my spot. Because that's where I can go get my big one from. You're in a much different position than you were 5 years ago. It's a testament to all the hard work they've done over there.
A couple of things coming
out of... Not a shot at Ole Miss or anybody else.
Exactly. Arkansas. It is what it is.
Yeah.
A couple of things coming out of the Memphis press conference. T.J. Carter most likely out for the rest of the year. That
hurts.
Certainly a blow because he's just a...
Lost him early in that last game, and it hurt.
Very good DB. And then Mike Norvell did address coaching rumors, and he said the following. The accuracy of what's reported, no offense, is not always on point.
Now, he's speaking directly at Arkansas report with that one.
Okay, that was two weeks ago. I mean, because that was a while ago. I'm just curious as to.
Well, we haven't seen any other reports, have we?
I've seen him mentioned, you know, to jobs by sports writers. Like if they're doing hot boards or whatever, you know, Mike Norvell is typically.
Oh, Ole Miss is there. He's already on their seven, of course. I mean, everything right about that job on the wish list, I should say.
Yeah. So. Anyway, it's certainly fascinating to watch it all play out. The coaching carousel is always my favorite time of year because, you know, there's hope and there's uncertainty and there's anxiety and there's just a ton of fascinating stuff going on. So, anyway, that's the latest with Mike Norvell. All right, we will come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us. We'll talk to him about Mike Norvell, about college football, about Ohio State, LSU, and more. Jason and John, 97.5 ESPN.
When you're in the need of quality jeans, shirts, and boots, think Frontier Western Store in Olive Branch. Frontier has thousands of square feet of merchandise at everyday low prices. Tons of jeans by Carhartt, Wrangler, and Ariat. Whether you're after classic denim jeans, dungarees, or work pants, you'll find it among Frontier's amazing selection of stylish, modern fits. Flame-retarded jeans and shirts now available as well. Colder weather is on the way, and Frontier is prepared with overalls, coats, and fleece jackets. Women's Sherpa jackets by Simply Southern starting at just $29.99. And don't forget the boots. Frontier boasts dozens and dozens of styles of boots. Work, dress, or play, come try on all the latest boot trends as well as proven classics. Ariat, Durango, Dan Post, and many, many more. You are guaranteed to find your next favorite pair at Frontier. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, or shop online 24/7 at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Are you shopping for a new car? Orion has auto loans with great rates for your budget. Visit OrionFCU.com for more details. That's OrionFCU.com. Conditions apply.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top four stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices, but the difference is, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, "Absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was."
We get it. We understand it. We live it. And Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Treasures for life, for less.
The holidays at Sprint are truly a magical time.
I know. I turned my iPhone 6S into this iPhone 11, which has an amazing all-new camera system.
It's true. Right now, when you trade in iPhone 6S or newer in any condition, seriously, any condition, you'll get the powerful new iPhone 11 for $0 a month on a Sprint Flex lease when you switch.
Yeah, an iPhone 6S or an iPhone 11. Or trade your beloved iPhone 7, your trusty iPhone 8, or the amazing iPhone 10.
Take them all to 11. Plus, with Sprint Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself. But you don't just have to take my word for it. Try it out for 30 days and love it, or get your money back.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 per month after $29.17 per month credit applied within two bills. Requires unlock trade-in, 18-month lease, new line activation, and proof credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, coverage, and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new line of service.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason Fitz joins us every single Monday. You can hear him on Golic and Wingo. Catch him on Countdown to Game Day. He's all over ESPN. He joins us every Monday. He joins us now.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz. And hear him now, live with Jason and John.
Fitz, what's the word, brother?
Just living that Monday dream. How y'all doing?
We are good. We had a good Grateful. Thanksgiving. Hope yours was the same.
Heck yeah, man. I got to hang out too much with Bobby Carpenter on Golic and Wingo, but... You know what? That boy can eat, though, you know? So you got to have some Thanksgiving with.
Yeah, no doubt about Absolutely. It. So we have a lot to get to here on the show today, but want to start with Mike Norvell in Memphis because, listen, you guys came in and you saw it firsthand. They haven't lost a game since that very controversial loss on the road at Temple, and now they're playing in the championship game in the league. And if they win that game, they are going to the Cotton Bowl. There is no question about it. What do you just make of all of that? A program that continues to, on the big stage, answer the bell each and every time.
I think this becomes the most important of all the games, though. You know, because you're right, they've answered the bell every single time. But let's also be real about what's in front of them. The Cotton Bowl is a huge deal. Not a big deal. It is a huge deal. And I would argue that the Cotton Bowl is even more important than what game day could offer Memphis, because what the Cotton Bowl is, all eyes for the regular college football fan that might not be paying a lot of attention, all eyes are going to be on, okay, who was the group of five and what's it mean? And the biggest story that I think Memphis right now needs to get told, and they got to protect themselves a little bit, as unfortunate as this is, the story of sustained success through multiple head coaches has to become part of the Memphis story right now to everybody that looks at it, and everybody says, okay, what do I need to know about Memphis? Well, you need to know that Mike Norvell has done a great job, but that he's also picked up from another coach that did a great job, and that the legacy is being built there in a way that the next coach can come in and do a great job, because it is all sales pitch right now to sustaining in case Mike Norvell gets the right opportunity and decides to leave.
If you're Florida State, doesn't he look awfully attractive to you? You're watching him win on ABC every time out. He's won, I think, six in a row, as John pointed out, and lost in, since before game day, since the Temple game. If you're Florida State, does that look good to you?
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, if you're Florida State, absolutely. The other part of it is you're thinking, if you're Florida State, because any of these schools that are dealing with the big buyout, there is going to be some human level of how much check do they want to write. And while Norvell's going to command a lot of money, he's not going to command the type of money that we've seen from major programs of the $10 million, sort of like the $7, $8 million range. So, you can get yourself, you can sell to your fan base that you're getting the up-and-coming guy and you're going to get him at a little bit of a discount. The bigger question to me is, if I'm Mike Norvell, do I want that job? Because right now you're squarely taking a Florida State job that, for all the money and resources they have, is just not anywhere near being a dominant program to the state of Florida, not only to the state of Florida, but just overall to college football. So you're taking over a program where you're going to be behind in recruiting from day one. You got a lot of ground to make up. If I could sit down with Mike Norvell today, my biggest advice would be picky, because you got so much momentum right now. Find the right job.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that, and I pose it to you this way. ACC, I got to worry about Clemson. Maybe after that, to your point, there is a lot of work to do down at Florida State, and I'm not underestimating that. But look who else I've got to worry about there. As opposed to SEC, you see Ole Miss, you see Arkansas, probably throw a boatload of money at them. But my gosh, you feel like they'd be buried in the West, and where do you go from there? If your Mike doesn't, what's better than a Florida State, I guess? What can you be pickier for? What job, what opening, event, whether it's this year or next year, is there a better one?
Well, I mean, if I'm looking at it from a coach's standpoint, because you're right, like the problem with the ACC is you're going to take on Clemson, And you're also not going to get any benefit of the doubt. The committee just doesn't look at – you're not going to suddenly get a playoff appearance out of the ACC from a second team. That's
right,
a long
right.
way away from
got
happening.
You, got
so
you.
You don't get that. From the SEC side, you're competing with Saban and LSU at this point, and you know, there's not a lot of win there for you either. So, you know, for me, though, if I'm Mike Norvell, I'm looking around at the Big Ten. I'm looking I don't know why we haven't talked about the fact that Michigan State should be looking for a new head coach. They should find a way mm-hmm. to do a graceful retirement, you know, and that is a – you start to talk about cold weather, yeah. You start to talk about some of those opportunities. Plus, look around. I mean, USC is going to be there, whether it's right now or whether it's a year from now. I mean, those are big-name jobs, but with the success he's having, why not at least dream big?
Yeah, you're exactly right. We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. He joins us every single Monday here on the show. The reports, Fitz, were that Lane Kiffin and Arkansas officials met in Florida over the weekend. As far as you're concerned, I have not paid much attention to Lane Kiffin at FAU. Is he hireable in the SEC, and would you hire him if you ran, for example, Arkansas?
Yeah, I mean, is he hireable? Yes, because he's talented. Would I hire him? Heck no. And not just no, but heck no. I mean, because at some point, I know I'm in the minority, and most people don't care about this. But if I'm running a school, one of the things that I do care about is the fact that that coach has got to sit in somebody's living room and convince their parents that they're going to be leaders of young men. And I've never seen anything about the way that Lane Kiffin behaves that makes me think he can be a leader of young men. If he can't be a leader of young men, if he's not going to make you a better person, then he sure as heck better make you an NFL player right out of the gate. We don't have a ton of proof of concept on that either. So as much as I understand he is a great snake oil salesman and people fall in love with the swagger that he has, I don't care about any of that. I care about being able to sleep at night looking around saying, hey, we understand what the game is all the way across the board, but Lane Kiffin isn't going to win you that many games. He's not going to give you that much publicity, and the publicity he gives you, is it really the publicity you want? I wouldn't touch him.
Did Saban have a right to be as frustrated as he was to be using words like unfair? What do you think, Fitz?
No, I mean, look, officials blow calls all the time. We know that. And putting the 1 second back, that in the first half, that was an issue. But when it comes down to the 12 men on the field, mm-hmm. I mean, come on, you got to be better right there. He got outsmarted.
And, that's right.
You know, the funniest part to me is that now you can see on Twitter, Bama fans coming in and calling for Saban's job. And it just shows you the culture that's been created there that is just unreal to me that you can look around and say, okay, maybe he did get outcoached on Saturday. Maybe it wasn't the finest moment, but it's a young team that's restocking. And do we really believe that Alabama's suddenly going to be bad for the next several years? No. So, you know, Nick Saban just needs to take a deep breath right there and live to play for another year where maybe he can have a little bit more health and be back to the Alabama we're used to.
Moving on to the NFL, Fitz, the Tennessee Titans, what are they, 5-1 with Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah, as the starter.
Under center. Is that real? Or, I mean, because I think we both agree that whatever they got going on is about to come to an end this weekend. Like that, that is a fact. That's totally irrespective of what everything is going on with the Raiders. Like the Raiders own the Titans, but is what the Titans are doing, is it real, Fitz, or is this a mirage, merely a product of a schedule with a weird win against Kansas City mixed in?
I think it's real, and it's real because Derrick Henry. And
Derrick
in fact,
Henry.
if you go from December 1st of last year to right now, the NFL that's leading the running back that's leading the entire NFL in rushing yards, Derrick Henry. We're leading the entire NFL in touchdowns from December 1st to right now, Derrick Henry. Over the last 16 games, there is not a better running back in all of football than Derrick Henry, and that's been the real key to this. Plus, they've got good corners, and they've got a defensive line that can get after it. The biggest thing with Tannehill is he's just not making a ton of mistakes. I think the under talked about part from yesterday is that he still got crushed by that offensive line that did not do a good job protecting him to the point that Taylor Lewan was benched at one point. So, you know, you got to look around and say, man, he's still not getting any love from the offensive line, but he's getting it done and he's not making mistakes. And look, I think, is it real? It's real enough. And the Titans are one of the few teams that can look at it and say, okay, if they feel like they can beat the Raiders and beat the Titans or beat the Texans. I'm sorry, they won't beat the Saints. But you look at the rest of it, they've got to look across the board and say, hey, we control our own destiny. Now, I don't know if that's truly going to get them into the playoff, but they're one of the few that can just look at it and say, win the games in front of us so we can get it done. And you know, I keep betting against them, and they keep proving me wrong.
Well, who would you give the edge to for that six, for that last playoff spot, whether it's Pittsburgh, whether it's Titans? I mean, your Raiders were in good position there. I'm kind of with John. It feels like with the way the Titans have rolled.
I'm done. I'm done getting my hopes up for the playoffs.
But would you give the edge to Pittsburgh and Tomlin, who I think you gotta say who's done a pretty good coaching job, no question.
I mean, Tomlin, coach of the year candidate to me, but I can't give the edge because it's still Duck Hodges. Like,
it is.
I mean, at the end of the day, like it's a four-string quarterback that I don't love anything about. And you know, obviously I do have some. I do have some tremendous bias here, but I still think it's the Raiders to get into that final slot. And I'll say this, I think it's the Raiders even if they lose to the Titans. Because if they lose to the Titans on Sunday, that picks up their seventh loss. What we're not looking at is after that, they have the Jags, the Chargers, and the Broncos. They have three teams in front of them that they can and will beat. So I think 9-7 is worst-case scenario. You start looking across the board, pretty easy to find some losses. And don't sleep on the Colts. The Colts will find a way to be continually competitive in it. But I think it's between the Raiders and the Colts for that 6 seed because I'm not – if I had to bet my house today, I'm not betting it on Duck.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Fair point.
The Patriots. I mean, it's starting to feel like for sure that this is going to be – I don't know if it's the last year for Tom Brady as an NFL player, but it certainly does feel like at least in New England this is the end for him. Do you believe that we're just going to look up and this is going to be the same Patriots as always and they're going to be in the Super Bowl? Or do you think there are real cracks in the armor there?
Huge cracks. I don't think they can keep up with anybody on a scoring clip now. And, look, their defense may not have to, but they will against teams like the Chiefs, who we know can put up points. And they're going to have to score against teams like the Ravens, who right now have figured out a better scheme than everybody. And I think one of the craziest things about the Ravens, and I think it was Dan Orlovsky that said this first that I heard, said, look, you can't practice against it. You can't scout Lamar Jackson. So what do you do? How do you get ready for that game? Everybody right now is losing the war to Lamar Jackson. So when you start talking about the elite teams in the AFC, sure, if I have to go Patriots versus Bills, then, you know, historical context there says you go Patriots all day long. But I wouldn't put the Patriots today ahead of the Chiefs. I wouldn't put them ahead of the Ravens by any stretch of the imagination. So it's pretty easy for me to see this thing come to an end. And I think the most disturbing part of it is that it comes to an end largely because Tom Brady just isn't playing as well. He doesn't have anybody to throw to, but he's just not playing well. And what do you do when maybe the best of all time suddenly looks human and the team isn't good enough for that right now?
No doubt. Hey, Fitz, man, you're the best. We always appreciate the time, man. See
you
soon. Thank
you, brother.
Appreciate y'all. Have a great week.
Yep. He is Jason Fitz. Joins us every single Monday here on the show. Now, I'm going to give you guys word to the wise. I'm sure you guys are going to start tweeting me saying that Mike Leach has been hired at Ole Miss. I'm sure some of you guys are going to say, why aren't you talking about Mike Leach being hired at Ole Miss? Because he hasn't. That is a parody account. There are sick individuals out there who have nothing better to do than to change their Twitter profiles and pictures.
Oh,
it's getting people. It got my man Shea Dixon, who actually works at 247. It's a guy posing as the Ole Miss 247 writer David Johnson. And what do those folks do for jobs? Are they working? What do those folks do for jobs?
Are they working? They just live to play when this stuff happens.
No
when
doubt.
These coaching characters live to do the fraud accounts.
Yes, they do. I don't know why that is. I don't know what it's just kind of sick. Like it really is because people buy this. I would tell you this. This is not a slight to anybody that does not have the privilege, but if it doesn't come from somebody with a blue check mark, don't retweet it. Just don't, because it ain't. I mean, the odds are better that it's a fake account.
Well, a lot of times the pros, John, even know that, but they get so excited when they see the news, they forget about that rule.
And there's nothing.
They don't go looking for blue.
And let me tell you, there's the only thing worse than somebody doing this is if you get got by it. I got by it once upon a time. You probably don't remember, but I got by people in Memphis who changed their profile to be Mark Stein, and the tweet was that the Grizzlies have made a trade for J.J. Redick. It was on draft night.
People of Memphis got you?
Yeah, they got me. They got me. And I retweeted it, and I said, wow, what a trade. And then everybody comes back and says, fake, 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 fake. Right. That's
so
even
now
worse.
You're that guy doling out advice on these things even after you've fallen for
I've gotten got, and I'll never get got again. Like I double, triple, quadruple check, you know, to make sure that it's not a fake account. There's a check mark by it. If there's not a check mark by it, I don't retweet it. Like that's just a general rule of mine. You know, you may be out there doing great work, brother, with no check mark, but I ain't retweeting you. Just ain't doing it. So anyway, don't get got to the you know, don't. And by the way, I don't think people are clamoring to hire Mike Leach after what happened this weekend either.
Yeah,
you know,
kind of ugly.
Yeah, I don't think people are clamoring to.
What? I can't figure that dude out.
I don't think anybody can. He's funny. I love him. Like as a personality.
No, he's funny when it's going well, but it gets weird when things are not going well with that dude.
Right. He called the columnist a sanctimonious troll because he asked about recruiting rankings. Because Mike Leach's whole thing is, well, you expect us to beat teams with better recruiting rankings than us.
By all accounts, a columnist who doesn't have it in for him is just trying to hold him accountable.
Yep.
Right? I mean, that's the case. And, again, you'd think of Mike Leach who'd been through it and seen it, right, knows how this works. But that got really weird really fast. And again, it's funny when he's doing it at winning time. It gets really weird when he's being Mike Leach at losing time. It starts to feel awkward and uncomfortable, and yep. You wonder, is this good for kids? Is this good around? Like, it gets weird.
No doubt.
Anyway.
Anyway,
my Mike Leach take.
Lots more to come here on the show. Mike Oresko will join us at 1:25. Don't miss that. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with holiday travel and changing weather, who knows what the roads will be like. Be sure to have your tires checked by one of our pros today.
Now through December 31st, get up to $200 off when you purchase 4 select Goodyear tires installed. That's $75 off instantly. $75 back after a manufacturer mail-in rebate, and get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Applies to a single receipt in-store purchase. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season and don't think twice about it.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf. We also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Tennessee has never been a stranger to progress. And with all the changes going on, people want an affordable way to protect their families, which is why so many Tennesseans trust us. At Farm Bureau Health Plans, helping people find peace of mind has never gone out of style. Just click FBHP.com, call us, or visit one of our many offices. Farm Bureau Health Plans, protecting Tennesseans since 1947.
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, sports fans. This is James Gaddis. If you're looking for the special gift for your special someone, come visit with us. At James Gaddis Jewelers, you will find a gift that she will cherish always and forever. Whether it's earrings, pearls, a watch, or precious gemstones, we can help you find something perfect. Or maybe it's time for diamonds. Diamonds are our specialty, and our selection is extensive, so let us be your holiday headquarters. James Gaddis Jewelers, Poplar at Mendenhall.
I know you've heard about my man, Dr. Keith Amadeo at Collierville Weight Loss, or you probably know somebody that is on the team over there, and I can see very clearly why and how they're betting 1,000, because it's an easy deal over at Collierville Weight Loss. There are no pills. There's no big workout program. Dr. Keith, he's going to let you do whatever you want for exercise. Collierville Weight Loss now has new body contouring laser light programs that he uses with his weight loss program. There's no downtime. There's no pain. Patients reduce inches fast. Every weight loss program is more than just a scale. Dr. Keith understands that, and he really loves it. It's his passion. He loves helping people avoid diabetes. He loves helping people avoid heart disease. Everybody is different, and what he knows is you don't ever want to go back to feeling tired and overweight. That is his goal out at Collierville Weight Loss. So if you want a no-charge evaluation, right now is the time to get that. There's no crazy diets, no surgery, no pills, no exercise. Give him a call today, 901-221-8964. Mention my name, John Martin, to get a discount on the program. That's 901-221-8964 or on the web, ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from our family to yours. As a Christian family-owned and operated company for more than 60 years, with a history of honest, quality work, using the best technologies available in the industry,
Tree, we want you to make sure you keep your family warm and comfortable this holiday season by taking advantage of our $60 furnace tune-up special, which includes testing your furnace's safety capabilities, testing for carbon monoxide leaks, and helping keep your furnace running at its peak efficiency. Or maybe this holiday season, you're interested in a tankless water heater, or air duct cleaning, or even repairing that leaky faucet. We can take care of that too. Just give us a call at 347-8086 or visit our website at CHOATESHVAC.com. And remember, Choates, let our family serve your family.
Here's an equation that you are really gonna like. It all adds up to big savings. So let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution, and it's all in the numbers. So you can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until December 8th, you can even get a $250 off deal when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement, and Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Internet offer ends 12-8-19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to, and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and 2 annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret.
Members can now get up to 30% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our Cyber Week sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Doing what you're doing to me, to me.
Esco is the AAC commissioner. He's going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the showcase, right? I mean, what a showcase for his conference. What a year it's been for his league. And I'm sure on some level.
Yet all he has to do is still clamor for respect.
Well, I just wonder, like, for him, like, would you rather it be the same team every year? Like, no doubt, like, you just know that team is going to be awesome every year. Or do you like the fact that it changes up? You know, do you like that some years it might be UCF, some years it might be Memphis, some years it might be, you know, an outside shot at being, like, do you like that more? I'm curious, you know, like the consistency, or do you like the change up?
You know? I think it's important to show depth and to show that you're not just a one-team conference, you know, sort of like Memphis was back in CUSA back in the day under Cal. I'm speaking obviously from the basketball side when I make that comparison. But if you're a Resco, you want to see this. You want to see Cincinnati take the next step under Fickell the way they've done. You want to see more programs other than UCF stepping up. So you can say, look, we're We're the best thing. Look, not just the best thing. I made this point earlier. Best thing smoking outside the Power Five. You're better. You're at least higher rated than some of the Power Five conferences. Look at the ACC right now. I mean, again, if you take UConn off the AAC, just ship them off, right? Get them out like they're headed off anyway. That Memphis is rated better than the ACC. Mm-hmm. And again, when you look at the ACC, it's Clemson, a bunch of wannabes.
Yep.
Right now, we think Florida State can get back, and I think they could do it with Mike Norvell. I'm not pushing Mike out. That's just still what I think of that job and where it still is. That said, you've got a league where now it is more than just a UCF. So absolutely, if you're Mike Oresco, John, answer your question. You're thrilled. You want to be more than just you. You want the Houstons to come through every year. You want the Memphises to come through. Why? Because it shows that in these spots, John, where you deserve, let's face it, the nod over Boise State if you lose to Cincinnati this weekend.
Yep.
I don't care that Boise State will only have the one loss. Look who it's to. It's to a BYU team that South Florida beat. All right, so let's keep it in perspective. A two-loss team out of the AAC should be this year into the Cotton Bowl ahead of a one-loss Boise State team. I don't care that Boise State's going to win its conference championship game. The AAC has been that good this year. And that's the point of having, John, when you ask, you want to show more depth. You want to be as good a conference as you can be.
Yep.
You do that with more of these teams stepping up. Even Tulane, you know, sort of its rise back in the last couple. That helps you as a conference, helps your respect level.
Yes.
Where hopefully you're getting the nod in some of these situations because of how strong a conference you are.
Absolutely. Okay, so on to other matters in Memphis sports. Ja Morant, who has been you got to say, I mean, he's leading the way for Rookie of the Year, has been leading the way for Rookie of the Year, a couple months into the season. He is now listed as week to week.
Yep.
Because of the injury that he sustained during that fall on Monday in Indiana.
Yeah, that was Indiana.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and they played tonight, obviously.
Cameraman, again. Right?
Yeah.
Knee was just out there?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know exactly what the situation was.
He looked a little too close to the line to me. I didn't see anybody else complaining about it, but just out of my naked eye when I looked. He struck me as too close. Need to back it up a little bit. But anyway, yeah, the job falls back, comes back and gets spasms the next game, and I guess now it's a deal where you know he's going to be out. You're talking about week to week, as they put it. You figure he's going to be out for at least this upcoming road trip after tonight's game against Indiana, right? Four road games after this one. You figure he'll be gone, at least those. You get him back fresh for once you're back from the road trip.
Yeah, exactly. And that's unfortunate, you know. I mean, it's part of it, you know. It's part of management in this day and age and in the NBA, and it's best that we all just kind of accept that. But, I mean, in a season where, listen, they're winning some games. If you wish to look, you can find some things to get excited about. But Ja Morant is the reason for the season, as they say, and it's gonna stink not having him out there.
Well, I wish Dylan Brooks could play Minnesota every night, because he has his best performances, John, against the Timberwolves. Do you realize that Memphis has beaten the Timberwolves? They only have 6 wins. They beat the Timberwolves twice.
Yeah.
2-0 against them. They've been absolute kryptonite for the Timberwolves, and Dylan Brooks has been a part of that. Have you seen when Dylan Brooks gets it cooking, John Mark?
Yeah.
Like he had it cooking in this one, 9 of 18. He feels like a real piece of this thing going forward. And I mean, when the tongue is flapping, right, the hair is getting a little wet, right? So it looks like red from the 5 heartbeats when he got mad, and it's all dipped over. The hair is like going off to the side, and Dylan's just wilding out. You see, after the jumper, he hits these threes, man. He does that tongue wag, and he looks like an absolute wild man.
Yep.
I like Dylan Brooks, the wild man.
Mm-hmm.
That Dylan Brooks right there is a piece of this thing going forward, a big wing piece, a scorer. Again, when he gets it going, brother, man, he looks like the future. He looks like a piece that you'd expect. Then I'm not so hell-bent on getting Anthony Edwards. The problem has been these are not consistent enough. You want to see this particularly, again, I'm still trying to figure out how the hell they won that game. Jonas Valanciunas ain't playing, John. He comes down with the illness. You don't have Ja Morant. And it's because you get a performance like that from Dylan Brooks, who was fantastic. You wish he could do this on a semi-nightly basis. And so then you could just say, well man, looks like they've got that shooting guard thing licked. Hopefully he can continue to have more of these, because when he gets on, man, it is fun to watch.
Yeah.
And not just as a scorer and a shot maker. He gets to creating for other guys. He's running a freaking pick and roll with Bruno Caboclo, and it's looking good.
Yep.
I mean, he becomes a guy you watch and say, man, that not just a guy who can get it in this league, but a guy who can play and be good in this league on nights like that. So, John, I'm not sure I've ever been prouder here recently of a Grizzlies team. We watched for John Morant and Jaren right now, and my gosh, did you see Jaren foul out of this one? Oh my, it was frustrating.
With the charge call?
Yeah, some of them were. Some of them, he's looking for the call though, and he's holding the dude's jersey.
It's
Jaren,
rough.
They're gonna call that one,
yes.
Bro. Like, you have to be a pro. He fouls out of that, and you still manage to somehow to win this game.
Yeah.
Karl Anthony Towns helping you a little bit by standing outside and shooting threes. Thank you, because he didn't make hardly any of them. Grizzlies were fantastic, and they did it with all their just a bunch of parts
it was
yesterday,
wild, man.
And
they
not any of their main ones. We watched for Ja and for Jaren, but we stayed for Dylan Brooks and these fighters and DeAnthony Melton last night fighting. So, John, I know you weren't I know that's not, you know.
Ja is the reason for the season. You know, Ja is the reason for the season. So it's you know, I mean, you know where I'm at on the Grizzlies.
I want you to get excited about Dylan Brooks. You know, when he's earned it.
I hope that Dylan Brooks
establish
himself as a great scoring wing in this league, because that will obviously enable the Grizzlies to draft James Wiseman, and not have to draft Anthony Edwards. So yes, I would love nothing more than for that to happen.
Well, I'd hate to ruin your party. But there's a new mock draft out.
Ooh.
And in it, it's got the Grizzlies with the 2 pick.
Mm-hmm.
That's after the Knicks take LaMelo Ball number 1. And so, John, your franchise, the Memphis Grizzlies, would then be left.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.